Ladies and gentlemen, step it right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a road.
Friday on the American Adversaries Drive Time. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's raining. Not is it raining, it's a car wash out there. If you're in Apopka or Lake County, I just drove through it on my way here. Forget about it. Just put some soap on it before you go through. And if you're on I-4 parking lot, just go ahead, put it in park and sit down and listen to us, because we're going to be on for a couple of hours tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, you heard about the OPM being hacked. China says they didn't do it, of course. Oh. But, you know, you expect them to be nice and honest with us, of course. But the OPM says, hey, just because they got over 4 million government workers, personal information doesn't matter because, hey, most government workers don't work anyway. And, ladies and gentlemen, the Christians are under attack again. The Duggars are being brought into the spotlight for something they handled a long time ago, and records were unsealed for some strange reason. But you know what? I'm thinking I smell a little bit of a double-edged sword here, these people, you know. What do you call that, Chris, when it's just... Oh, different for us and same for...
Double standard.
There you go. That double standard is being applied to them.
Yep.
But you know what? Not to us. Because we're here at the American Adversaries. We got 2 hours tonight. We're going to have some fun. And this is your host coming up here, Mr. Christopher Hart.
All right. Thank you, Dr. K. That's right. It's Friday, so that means Dr. Ken Vihek is in studio. And you folks, I appreciate you being out there listening to us. That's right, as we come to you live on AM 660, The Answer, from the Mercury Free Broadcasting Studios. And please don't forget, for the very best in Mercury Free dental care, call my dentist, Dr. James E. Hardy, at 407-678-3399. It is coming down out there, so just sit back, and if you're heading out on the roads, if you have to, just take your time, allow some extra time. If you don't have to, you might want to wait this one out a little while. All right, that was Dr. K. I am Christopher Hart. Across from me is Aubrey Kahn. Aubrey Kahn, Affirm Foundation Home Inspections, thanks for being here this evening.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, all right. And we got Nick LoCicero on the bridge, so we are in good hands. Ooh, the lights are flashing here. I hope we're still on the air.
At least they're not blue and red.
407-774-8255 is the number. Dr. K brought Dr. Bernadette Vihek with him today, and your mom.
Yeah, mom's here. Mom's here today. Yeah, she actually wants to see that I did get a job.
All right, so you guys can certainly participate in the show, but we got a lot to talk about. We will be talking about the Duggars. You know, Dr. Ken is a psychologist. His specialty is entertainment and sports psychology, but of course he has training in psychology as general practice, and he does have the degree.
Yeah.
And but we're going to talk about the Caitlin crisis, the Duggars crisis, and the VA crisis. Have you heard about that one?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah. We got some serious talking to do here this evening.
Intimately involved in that one.
Yeah. But before we get rolling along, once again, I just want to thank you folks who are enlisting in the American Adversaries Army. Got a couple more last night and this morning. I really do appreciate that. And if you folks would like to join, all you have to do is go to AmericanAdversariesRadio.com and just head on into the recruiting office. You can either do it right there online, or you can do it snail mail version. We'll take either one. And there's several levels of enlistment, but any enlistment will get you entered in a drawing for a ticket in a cabin, double occupancy, but you'll have one ticket anyway free if you win the drawing. You have to be in the American Adversaries Army to be entered in the drawing, but this is for a cruise. Come Sail Away With Me cruise. You can hear the commercials during the show, and we'll be talking about it off and on. It's going to be departing November 13th from Port Canaveral for Friday night, Saturday night, 3-night cruise, touring down there around to the Bahamas.
Ooh.
And stuff.
Now, you said that they get one ticket, so if the other person wins, do they have to share the cabin with the next winner, or how does that work?
well, we're figuring that out. But
match game.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so this is an adult cruise. But anyway, all right, so we're going to have a lot of fun, though, and certainly hope you folks will join us. And once again, if you're a member of the American Adversaries Army, we appreciate that. Also, we're going to be doing a big patty down at Cafe Positano on the 22nd.
June 22nd.
That's right. And if you are a member of the American Adversaries Army and come to that patty and identify yourself to me, you're one of the fellas or gals in the organization, we will give you a free American Adversaries t-shirt with our brand new logo on it. Real cool logo with like wings and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Going to be cool. It's going to be cool. All right, we'll talk more about that a little bit later on, because Dr. K's got a whole lot of, you know, friends coming out.
So, old Shriners. We're talking about that this week, actually, at the stated meeting on Thursday. Yeah,
excellent.
Last night.
All right. Already ginning up some excitement.
Oh, yeah.
And I know they're ready for it over at Cafe Positano. First of all, before we really get into the specifics, I just want to talk about generalities. Gallup did a poll here recently, and the results came out the other day saying that 72% of Americans see our morals as a society slipping away, if you will. Actually, 22% actually see them improving. I don't know who they are. I guess they're the liberal of the liberals. But 72% of society kind of sees what's happening. And this wasn't in any article about the poll, but I kind of noticed this is a correlation, if you will, with people who think the country's going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah. Dr. K.
Yeah.
The perception that morals are slipping, where would we be getting that?
Geez, look around anywhere, and if you really want me to draw, you know, a parallel to it, I see it on the campuses when I teach.
Is that right?
I do. I had an instance a couple of semesters ago where I caught a couple of people cheating in my class, and I threw them out, and they went and appealed it, and it went through the whole process, and the university said, well, even though you stood there and watched them for 5 minutes and their answers are identical, it didn't rise to the level of cheating in our eyes.
So they let them off the hook.
They were reinstated into the classrooms, and, you know. Yeah.
Well, that's an interesting observation, because, you know, I would have said television, you know, things like this Caitlin stuff we'll be talking about here shortly.
That's a derivative.
It is. And I think you're absolutely right that we have gone from, like, when we all went to school. Now, I don't know about you in South Africa, but we're a similar age, right?
Well, I think you're a lot younger than me. Just got more gray hair.
And you just got more hair. Thank you very much. But over here, when I was a kid, now this is in the 70s, you could get paddled in school, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I know I took a lick or two, and that's all it took. But some kids, it took more. Some kids never had to have any, but it was always the threat of it. And there was no legal sanction. Nowadays, the kids are coddled, and they're coddled at a very young age. I saw this thing on Fox the other night. I think it was Megyn Kelly, where kids in middle schools and high schools are physically assaulting teachers and getting away with it.
Sure.
So we're starting them young.
Mm-hmm.
And so why should we expect more, right?
There's no respect for the teacher or the professor in front of the classroom anymore.
Yeah,
no, because there's no reason to.
No, why should you? You know, I tell you, in all the campuses that I teach at, no matter, at the end of each semester, inevitably, I will get someone to say, you know, I got an 85, and that's a B, right? Mm-hmm. But isn't there anything that, you know, you can do to give me an A? Well, why? No. You have to earn the A.
Right.
You know? But they're like, oh, well, we can bargain. We can do something, right? You can just give me an A.
Right.
I paid for the class.
That's right.
And that's the attitude that, you know, I'm actually becoming more and more prevalent. Unfortunately, the larger the classes get, the more it's, you know, pay to play.
Huge entitlement mentality.
Yeah. Entitlement mentality.
And what the Fox special story, I should say, also pointed out is that the minorities are the ones more likely to be given the pass, because nobody wants to be accused of racism.
Any of the other isms.
The poor little souls, the poor little angels who came from, you know, the rougher background, so they need the kid gloves treatment. No, they need the exact opposite. If they're not getting it at home, they need that structure, if you will, at school. And this is what is breaking down, the structure.
Also, you know, you got to take into account the English as a second language.
True, yeah.
That's really one of the things that is just so disheartening.
Well, we've got to stop catering to them.
And that's right. It's spoiling is basically what it is. We're spoiling them and not preparing them for the realities of the world. And then when they face them, they don't know. If you don't have any moral guidance, then you're not going to know what to do when the problems of life confront you. Mm-hmm. You will be lost. You will be just subject to whichever way the wind blows. But if you have a good moral foundation, you will be prepared for when those tough times come along. And they will. I don't care who you are.
We used to have that in this country.
That's what we're saying here.
And the people, because they no longer have to assimilate, because we cater to their every whim, we put all legal documents in Spanish and Japanese and Chinese and all these other languages.
Yeah.
There's no requirement to learn English. Everybody has to learn their language. They don't have to assimilate. They form their own little ghettos. And we have to respect them. We have to allow them to have their say and to take away the values that this country was founded on.
Yeah, well, it's an erosion both from without
and within.
And within, exactly. All right, so we're just getting started here tonight, folks. We got a big night lined up. Once again, we'll be live on the airwaves right up to 7 o'clock. The Rays are in Seattle tonight playing again. Now, having said that, on Sunday, we're going to get bumped a little bit because of the late start of the Sunday game. So you will be able to find us on AM660TheAnswer.com. Always you can find us there. And Sunday, if we're not on AM660, we will be on 1520 WBZW. We'll be right back.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. When there's no one else.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. There go a little Billy Idol for you there.
Oh, gosh, love Billy.
Everybody in here is juking back and forth. That's right. All right, welcome back to the show. That's right. You got the American Adversaries Drive Time primetime show straight up to 7 o'clock. And don't forget, the Rays are playing tonight in Seattle, and the pregame show comes on at 9:30. And by the way, don't forget to catch Carl Jackson's show tomorrow morning. He's going to be talking about this NSA debate and what did or didn't happen this past week. And what Rand Paul did or didn't do, or convinced people that he did do and he didn't do something or something like that. Anyway, Carl's going to explain it, diagnose it, and explain it for all of us. So don't forget to tune in Carl Jackson tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And the What's the Score show comes on before that at 7 a.m. So you got some great radio tomorrow morning. Don't forget Carl Jackson, 8 a.m. live radio right here on AM 660 The Answer. 407-774-8255 is the number. And got Dr. Ken Vihek in the studio, along with Aubrey Kahn and me, Christopher Hart. We were talking about morality in general. Let's talk for a few minutes specifically here. I've been waiting to hear sort of your observations all week about this Caitlyn thing, Bruce Jenner. And evidently he still is Bruce, at least from the waist down. He's Caitlyn, I guess, from the waist up. First of all, are you aware of, I believe it's the Johns Hopkins that quit doing the full transsexual or sex transfer surgery, I think in 2002 or something like that?
Yeah, way back then they stopped doing that one.
Yeah, and the reason why is because the people who do this, it does, more often than not, it doesn't work out.
Well, not only that, but they also saw that that's the population that has the highest per ratio of suicide per. You know,
I understand
population.
It's 22. You're 22 times more likely.
Yeah, 22 times more likely
than the general population.
Yeah. Because once you've done the surgery, that's it. There's no reversing it.
Right.
You know. Now there are certain procedures where they think they can now, because they're not actually removing any of the apparatuses. They're just inverting them and reinserting them into the body cavity.
Okay.
Okay, and that way if somebody does change their mind, they can sort of reverse it and pull it back, but it doesn't really work.
But in many cases, they do what Bruce Jenner has done. They kind of go almost all the way.
Yeah, well, that's just cosmetic up in the chest area.
Right.
You know, and then they use hormone treatments for the rest, so that the person doesn't have the male urges, they have, you know, the female urges.
Right.
And yet he still wants to date women.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, and once again, that's not entirely uncommon.
No.
On Sunday nights, we have a segment where we talk with Sunny. You know Sunny, our California glow girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she was managing some apartments in Phoenix. She's now moving back to Los Angeles. But a person going through the same thing moved into the apartment, I believe, began to call himself, herself, Vicky or something.
Yep.
And he explained exactly what Jenner has done.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this is as far as I want to go. And he wanted to continue dating women. And it's... You know,
it's a mental disorder.
Is there something else underlying
this?
Yeah,
there's first of all, we'll get to this a little bit later in this subject, but you're dealing with a personality condition, and if you're trying to change something in your personality, it takes a significant emotional event to make it a permanent change. You know, something very traumatic happens, and then you change the way you do things, and then it has a chance of becoming permanent. This is more of done on an emotional level than on for any other level. So you're not going to be able to completely change your personality. It's a lot like, if you want to take a look, we grew up, right? When we were like 12, 13, 14 years old, we're listening to bubblegum radio stations, right? And then all of a sudden, we start to listen to more hard rock as we start to get a little older. And then we gravitate towards talk radio now. But if you're driving down the road and you hear one of your old songs from 15, 20 years ago, one of those little bubblegum songs you used to listen to, you go, oh, that was cute. I remember way back when.
All right.
You know, that part is still in you. You know, it's not gone away. We haven't eliminated it. We've just grown. That's all. So you're going to revert to that. This you know, wanting to go and stay with dating women just because I'm now presenting this image is understandable because it's part of the personality.
Right.
There hasn't been a major incident, a significant emotional event to cause them to change over completely.
The question I have, though, is if you look at this from a chromosomal level, a DNA level, I mean, we're not changing chromosomes here,
no,
right?
You're not.
So isn't it at some level all of this basically in the brain?
Yes, it is. This is all a desire. And I equivocate what's going on with Bruce on this. The same way I look at the you know, people that are running around with all the metal apparatuses that are stuck through their nose or through their lips, through the eyelids, ears, and all these other, you know, gauges in there. There is a lot of pain that those represent. There's a lot of issues that represents. It's an outward sign that there's something inside that needs to be addressed. And this, you know, Bruce is, I really look at him more as a victim of himself for doing this, because now all the accolades he's getting,
right?
You know, and you and Mike were talking about yesterday with the ESPY Awards.
Right.
Well, you know, he shouldn't get a courage award because he's not being courageous about this. He's being cowardice.
Now, why do you mean by that?
Well, you know, if you're going to face your fears and face your challenges, that's courage. If you're going to give in to your desires and give in to all the pressure, that's weakness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a sign of cowardice.
Exactly.
Well, okay. And this jives with what Johns Hopkins study also said, which was also that people who were struggling with this, who got counseling, many of them turned away. I mean, there was a very high success rate for, I don't know if cure is the right word, but to get them to be at a point where they were fine with who they were.
To be okay with themselves.
Right, exactly. Right.
And this is where a lot of the Carl Rogers theories comes in. And Carl Rogers was one of those, you know, you have to have empathy for everything, unconditional positive regard. And that's what a lot of these people were looking for. They may have missed out on it very early on, you know. So it's something we can discuss a little bit later on.
Yeah, we'll talk about this more when we come back. We'll also be talking about the Duggars with Ken. And you can talk with us, too, at 407-774-8255 as you are listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Don't forget, Sunday night at 5, if we're not on AM 660, we will be on 1520 WBZW. You can be guaranteed of that. We'll be right back.
Back from the dressing room to re-stretch their tights, here are the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
That's right. We're back. We're the American Adversaries.
Feeling a little tight right now.
We are here. We're live. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. 407-774-8255 is the phone number. All right. It is Firm Foundation Friday because it is Friday. Aubrey, real quick, what is the first thing that people do wrong when it comes to their air conditioning in the summertime?
They don't clean the filters.
They don't replace or clean?
Well, some of them have these permanent filters. They don't clean them. They don't replace them. You know, the best thing to do with your air conditioning filter, the day that you get your utility bill, you change your filters. That way, you never have dirty filters, and your air conditioning runs at the optimum
peak efficiency.
Peak efficiency.
So every month you should be changing your filter. That's if they should have the folded paper ones.
Correct. The pleated paper filters, they cost between $4 and $7 a piece.
And actually, that's the best path to have.
That's the best.
What,
right.
What about people who have ones that they can clean? They wash them out.
Well, here's a very simple rule. If you can see through it, dirt gets through it.
Okay.
And so these permanent filters, you can see through them. So the best thing you can do with them, if you're not going to be keeping them, is throw them out.
Yeah. And also, if you wash out a filter, you should make sure it dries thoroughly before you put it back in there.
Yeah, and many people don't do that. They just shake off the water and put it back in. And
well, then, why not let the air conditioner dry it off?
There you go. And so all the dust that gets through the filter gets choked up onto the evaporator coils, and then you have a $350 to $600 repair to clean those coils.
All right.
Now, so the real expensive ones, the hypoallergenic, the triple filter, charcoal, all those special things, they're really not that necessary?
Well, you know, if you've got health issues,
yeah,
by all means get the hypoallergenic filters. You can get hypoallergenic filters that are an inch thick, like the pleated papers.
Mm-hmm.
But if, you know, you have a real medical condition, you get the 3 and 4 inch HEPA filters. They're also pleated paper. You can put a UV light in there, and that'll kill bacteria. Yeah. There's a lot of things that can be done.
Okay, because I have all of that, because I have horrendous allergies. But I don't have the real thick filters yet, because there's only room in there for the 1-incher. So how do you go ahead and put a 3-incher in there?
You get an AC guy to come and do some modifications to your system, raise it up, put a filter box underneath,
mm-hmm.
and away you go. But, okay. You know, those 3 and 4 inch filters can cost you anything from $50 to $100.
Right. You still want me to change those once a month, or
it depends on how bad your allergies are.
Okay. And what about putting a filter on the return line? Should you do that?
Well, if you've got a filter grid, mm-hmm. at your return,
yep.
then by all means put them in. I have 2 returns in my house, and I don't use the filter slide that's underneath the air handler. I just put them in at there, you know, at the returns, and I get better results anyway because I've got 2 filters working instead of 1.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you.
So you see that Aubrey's the man with the plan when it comes to your home and your home being inspected. Give him a call at 321-624-0254. That's Aubrey Kahn, OrlandosHomeInspector.com, 321-624-0254.
You don't know. I was voted the number 1 home inspector in Central Florida.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I did the vote myself.
I bet your customers would agree with that, though. You have a lot of satisfied customers. And by the way, if you're not in the market of buying or selling a home or real estate of any type like that, you may still be able to get a discount on your homeowner's insurance. Give Aubrey a call to find out how. Back to this thing with Bruce Jenner. You know, it's come out now that he's got a television deal. It could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars to him. Here's my fear. tell me if this is overblown. In this age of sort of monkey see, monkey do, where we have all of these young people who are being brought up, as you pointed out earlier, you know, without this moral foundation, being spoiled, being catered to, as Aubrey said, they're now watching this, you know, but Bruce Jenner himself said the other day, this is the new normal. In other words, he's trying to turn this into some sort of fad or something like that. Isn't that just downright destructive to society? I don't know how else to put it.
Now, there is no other way to put it. You know, it's not we're on a slippery slope. We're now doing a downhill.
We're on the slip and slide.
Yeah, we've already converted the course into a downhill. It's not a slope.
Yeah.
You know, we're flying down the mountain. Yes, you run the risk, especially if it gets a TV show and starts to talk about, you know, how wonderful it is and starts to glamorize everything. And it's like we were talking in between the break, you know, what really goes on once the camera lights go out.
Right.
You know, when the person's alone by themselves and there's no accolades, there's nobody, you know, printing any more news stories about them. You know, when you're left with the reality of the decision you've made to transmorph your body into this, and all of a sudden, you know, you're not a celebrity anymore. You're not the talk of the town. Because, you know, 2-3 days, that's the memory of the general populace of the United States. When I wrote for The Tonight Show, that's what we had to go by.
Right.
You know, fame is very fleeting. And this kind of stuff, it's new, it's flashy right now because, ooh, he was an Olympic athlete, you know, da-da-da. This is so great. Well, you know, what are we going to be talking about in September?
Yeah.
You know? And
or after his show gets canceled.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's going to be, this is the hot moment. And, oh, by the way, now we got to move on. Sorry.
Yeah.
Bye. But all these other people who are going to look at that and go, oh, wow, I can do the same thing now.
Be drawn into it.
Like Bruce and get my own show.
Yeah.
And get millions of dollars for what I do. And you're going to, no, you're going to get a huge doctor bill.
Yeah.
That's like $30,000 for the operation plus plane fare.
And well, not only that, but they get stuck with all the psychological problems.
All the baggage that goes with it. And it's just, they're already messed up in the beginning.
Right.
To do this and find out that it didn't help is where the seriousness of this issue comes in.
Right, because as you said earlier, they're not really dealing with the problem. They're running away from it. They're succumbing to their desire rather than dealing with whatever issue it is causing them to think this way.
Yeah, and they wrap themselves up in the blankets that are provided them by all the people that are, you know, around them temporarily.
Right.
You know, all this comfort, all this, oh, the accolades, all this, oh, yes, you made the right decision. And then all of a sudden, poof, where'd they go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're gone with the wind, so to speak. Gone with the wind.
They've lost their moral compass.
Right.
Well, yeah.
And that's happening in everywhere here right now. I mean, what's happening in Florida with the adoption law?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not just happening here in the United States. At least it's happening in Canada, too. In British Columbia, they're looking to remove gender as a category from birth certificates. In other words, the doctor will now have to put on the birth certificate male or female or other.
Okay. All right.
And this is not, you know, for some scientific reason, because all of a sudden there's a lot of people who are both or something like that. I mean, this is for political correctness.
Yes, that's all it is. And it's a way of placating that I just find so abhorrent. It's unbelievable to actually think that there's gender identity confusion or any, you know, thing that goes along with that. If you're confused with your gender, look down.
Look in the mirror.
I'm sorry.
Just a question. Is Bruce Jenner going to be donating his to Obama?
No.
Oh, man.
His pair? No, he's going to keep them. Thank you very much. That's part of the question. That's part of the whole point here, which, you know, I hate to sound like a cynic, but I can see Bruce Jenner, you know, having his little run on his TV show and then all of a sudden going, oh, whoops, I decided this wasn't for me. I'm going to spend a few thousand here and get myself put back together and la-di-da here. I'm going to go on about my way.
We're being played.
And like you say, meanwhile, other people who have seen this and been drawn in by thinking, oh, it's okay now. I feel good. I'll find my place. I'll be accepted. I mean, this is like joining a gang because you're looking for a family to be in, which is why most people join gangs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they end up it being their downfall. They get murdered, they go to prison, or they kill somebody. I mean, it is not the answer. It is an empty, hollow attempt at an answer.
Correct. And, you know, eventually, like you said, he may make this decision, and he'll have the means.
Oh, yeah.
To be able to reverse the operations that he's had.
Sure.
You know, what about the other people that all of a sudden become, let's just, you know, use the term followers.
Yeah.
You know, and they're sitting there because they didn't get a TV show worth $100 million. And,
yeah.
You know, they're stuck with what they had to scrape together to get their operations done. And now it's like, well, what do you mean? Our idol, our leader is.
Yeah. What did you say that Bortz used to say? Neil Bortz,
pilot. Neil Bortz, yeah. He talked about tattoos, and he said that it's a permanent reminder of a temporary emotion.
A permanent reminder of a temporary emotion.
Yeah, and it's pretty much what Bruce is going through right now.
Yeah.
Question for both of you.
Oh.
Well, I tell you what, hang on to it. We'll do it after the break, and then we're going to transition into talk about the Duggars because of this crisis that they're going through. And they've had their television show pulled, at least temporarily. So anyway, they're not pulling us because we are going on, and we'll be taking you right up to 7 o'clock. Once again, it looks like the storms are fast moving, but they are out there. So if you're on the road, just allow yourself some extra time. If you're not on the road, you might want to wait a little while, let these things blow on through, and then head on out and start your weekend safe and sound. And whatever you're doing, wherever you are, take us with you and tell all your friends and family about us. We'll be right back.
Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, and you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss?
Okay, welcome back to the show. Dr. K's going, who are the clowns here, us?
Who are the clowns are we talking about? Well, I guess we can all start wearing those red noses, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's Red Nose Friday or something.
I wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about our big to-do coming up on the 22nd.
Okay, yeah, bring in the Shriners clowns. That'll work.
That's right.
Okay, good,
yeah,
good.
Right.
Yep.
You said you're going to bring some clowns?
Bring some clowns. They're going to bring the airplanes out. Gus is going to try to make an appearance here.
This is
going to be great. Give me great.
Gus the Camel.
Yeah, yep. I was talking about Eli. Eli is one of the fellows that makes the pizzas down here at Cafe Positano. And he said, when are you guys going to come back and do that broadcast again? Because it rained, you know, the last time. I said, well, we got it scheduled 22nd. He goes, oh, cool. Are they going to bring the camel?
Yeah, everyone wants to see Gus.
That's what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. He wants to see Gus.
Yep.
So that's the 22nd. Come on out and join us at Cafe Positano. If you're a listener and you come there and show up, just ask us. We'll have some 20% off coupons if you don't already have your own because you're in the American Adversaries Army. If you're in the American Adversaries Army, you'll get an American Adversaries T-shirt that day, our cool new logo on it. And we're going to have some other prizes. We'll raffle some things off. It's going to be a lot of fun. So do come on out and join us. If you want to make a reservation, that's cool too. 407-774-8080 is the number for Cafe Positano. And it's located 4 miles west of I-4 on State Road 436. And once again, that number is 407-774-8080. And just call up, make your reservation anytime you like. We'll be there 5 to 7 doing the remote broadcast. But you guys will be there earlier than that
we'll
set up.
Get there about 3 o'clock and start setting up. And if any of our listeners have antique cars or motorcycles or, you know, camels, they can bring them out too.
Camels, elephants, whatever. Hold them on down there.
Well, I think there's special laws for elephants now. So, you know, we found that out at the circus.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. I wasn't allowed to take the wheelbarrow full of elephant dung.
Yeah.
And put it into a bag and put it into my truck.
Okay?
Because there's the elephant
great fertilizer.
Law. No, the law states that would be abuse of the elephant.
So what are you going to do? Put it back?
No, here's what we had. By law, this is what we had to do. I had to follow the guy with the wheelbarrow when he dumped it into the collective pit. Of all the dung.
Yes.
Because then he had donkeys and other things in there, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
Now, since it's not just pure elephant dung, you're not violating the law.
Now you can bag it up.
So now, I can bag it up.
All right. Well, what's brown and sounds like a bell?
I don't know.
Dung.
Dung. South African humor there.
Oh, my gosh.
Only in America can you not bag up elephant poop.
You can't bag it up directly. Yeah.
So when you take it for a walk on your leash, you got to carry a bag, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Anyway, don't worry. There won't be any elephant dung. You won't be any trouble.
Sure.
Did you guys see that video? I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Jeez.
They had these zookeepers.
Uh-huh.
And the guy was walking behind it, cleaning up after it, and the elephant started to sit down, and his head went up there.
Oh, trying to pull himself out.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Of course, they said if he's going to quit his job, he goes, what, leave show business?
As I said, please come out and join us. You never know what will happen on the 22nd.
Sorry, this is supposed
we'll
to be a family
be
show.
Cafe
right?
Positano, so do join, come on down there and join us. We look forward
Everyone's
to
lost their appetite.
For a mile tonight.
But you know, I want to get back to that question I wanted to ask before,
right, right
before
ahead,
the break.
Right. You go right ahead.
All right. Caitlin, Bruce, whatever you want to call it.
Him, her.
It, whatever you want to call him. I don't know. But she just received a reward for courage.
With the ESPY Award, yeah.
Right. So when she gets changed back, are they going to call him, her, a coward? Or are they going to give another award for courage?
Another courageous award, sure. Because it took courage to go one way and it goes, you know, courage to go the other way, too. So, you know, it's courage to realize you've made a mistake and admit it. I don't know. I just think the whole award thing. I mean, there are so many other candidates that were more worthy to get that award.
Well, look at all the vets that have had limbs shot off.
The one that was on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
You guys were talking about him yesterday.
Noah.
And he definitely could have deserved that award. But, no, let's give it to this. You know, like I said, they're going to dump accolades on them to make the decision feel that much better for them and compound the issue, compound the problem, force it further inside where it'll cause more damage as it continues to fester.
Right. And for not just him, but anybody dealing with this.
Yes.
And that's the problem. See, this is being pushed by the television networks, by ESPN, because...
By the school boards.
ABC, yeah. Because they want to make the money from it. The school boards are just following suit because they are afraid of being sued anymore.
You've got to go for gender-neutral bathrooms.
Exactly.
And if you're feeling like you're a girl today, you can use the girls'
bathroom. And those are results of lawsuits. Yeah. So those are reactionary. But what I'm talking about here with the television networks, this is proactive. They're
creating
to
this.
Use Al Gore's words, forcing it upon us.
Yeah.
And forcing it upon us, of course, with their notion that this is what's good for America, what's good for us, and what's good for these people who are tortured souls when you get right down to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're having to decide to change yourself that radically, you are tortured by something.
Yes, you are. You have demons that need to be addressed, and the cosmetic surgery is not going to release them. It's not going to cure them.
No, it's not. It's that's why so many of them end up committing suicide, trying to change it back. There was a fellow on, as I said, TV the other night saying, hey, look, you know, this is a feel-good moment. It'll pass.
It's a warm fuzzy.
And then all those old feelings will come back, and it'll be worse because now you won't be able to figure out because you thought you were in the right place.
Yeah.
So this is, to me, this is very, not just harmful, but hateful. For the television networks and people to glorify this sort of thing as though it is an act of courage. I mean, that is just so much BS.
Well, I'm pushing to what we talked about at the beginning of the show, the sliding scale of morals. Well, this is a sliding scale of ethics. You know, I don't understand why and the doctors would go ahead and do this, knowing everything that we know have discovered over the last 15, 20 years about this. Yeah. Why would anyone continue to do this to somebody and say, look, well, we know that these complications are probably going to happen, but hey, we'll do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's
all the way around. The way around.
All right. So, okay.
I have been in a gender neutral bathroom before. I have. I was over in Lisbon, Portugal.
Yeah.
Our submarine pulled into the NATO pier over there, and we got to go out and play in the town for a couple of days. They actually have public restrooms.
Yeah.
That there's no male, female. It just a little like 2.5 foot wall between the what looks like a Komodo. It doesn't have the little lid on it like ours do.
Right.
You know, and I was sitting there, you know, because it was a little after morning, you know, and yeah. I'm just, I got the paper, and this little old lady comes in with her shopping bag, sits down next to me. I'm like, okay. I'm done.
Top of the morning, Squire.
Top of the morning. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, we'll be back at the next top of the hour, and we'll talk about the Duggars. I want to talk about the Duggars because this is also a crisis I think we need to look at. I want to ask Dr. K if they handled it properly when they discovered what was going on. If you have any comments, we'd love to hear those too, so please don't go away. We'll